People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I think if you ask every man in the world, every single one, when we were about 10 years old or 11 years old, how do you want to live when you're in your late 20s, early 30s? Like in 20 years time, where do you want to be? They'd all say the same thing. They'd say, I want a giant house. I want lots of pretty women. I want to drive around in fast cars. That's what they would say. Now, I find a lot of men in the positions of a lot of men who attack people like me for living my lifestyle, I find their position wholly dishonest, because they've had the dream that they did have as a young boy. Every single young boy had the exact same dream. They've had this dream beaten out of them by bad relationships, lack of ambition, working their crappy job, getting fat, whatever it is they've done in their life that has shrunk the possibility of this dream happening for them. They then internalize that anger and they burst it out at people like me.
I treat everybody from the waiter to my housekeepers, to my security, with the absolute utmost respect. I'm loyal to the point where I will never, ever stab a friend in the back, talk. I mean, that's just general the way I live my life. You know, I take very good care of my mother. I take very good care of my daughter. The journey is massively important because, you know, today we're in a bit of a situation where a lot of people, from basic things like pumping cryptocurrency, can make too much money without learning any of the lessons of life. But some people basically get lucky. It's like winning the lottery. If you've bought some crypto coin and now you have like $100 million because you caught some crazy pump, I mean, yeah, cool. You had the foresight to buy that coin, but tens of thousands of other people put money into other coins that didn't blow up. It's essentially like a lottery win. And when I see young guys who are too wealthy at such a young age from doing something that took so little skill and so little hardship, I just know that they are not prepared to have that kind of money. Like, all right, you are a millionaire, but you don't know what it takes to be a millionaire because you've never had to go through any struggle. And the journey is super important. The setbacks and the bad things that happen to you make you stronger, sharper, more intelligent. People don't develop any knowledge or culture if they run into money too fast. Yeah. So the question you need to ask yourself before you go into any of this is what are you doing this for? What are you doing this for? Are you doing it to make yourself happy? Because that's the way you should be living your life. You are number one and you should be, you know, living a life that you find fulfilling and you find enjoyable. I've lost everybody I needed to lose over the last 10 years. I've lost them all already. When I was on my way up, I lost all the people who, you know, I needed to shake off anyway. All the friends who were hangers-on, all the people who weren't really happy for me when I did well. So my friendship group has always been very strong. And I always knew that the people who I could count on, I could count on. So yeah, you got to be a good person, man. Because it comes around. And if you're a bad person, that comes around too.
Money doesn't change somebody. It reveals who they really are. That's one I've definitely found. And I could talk more about that. But there's loads of things I could say about my philosophy of life. Because I haven't changed, poor or rich. You know, I was broke as f***. Now I'm rich as f***. I haven't changed 1%. I'm exactly the same person I've always been. I know people who ran into a little bit of money and became a***. And people are like, oh yeah, money changes people. No, it doesn't. He was always an a***. He just didn't have the platform or the balls or the ego to say it. To say what he really thought. I think it really depends on what kind of person you are. I think money is an accelerant. If you're a depressed, sad, you know, person, I believe you. If you give a depressed, sad person $10 million, they're going to end up suicidal. And if you give a very happy, content, fulfilled person $10 million, they're going to be more happy, more content, and more fulfilled. I think it's an accelerator. So it really depends on where you are in life. When people say things like money doesn't buy happiness, I would say, yes, it actually does if you know what to buy.
Follow your passions, because you like some, if your passion is making money, good. When people say, oh, do what you're passionate about, follow your passion. No, I would say do what you're good at. Do what you're competent at, but don't necessarily do you think Aliko Dangtoe is Nigeria's richest man? He made his money in concrete. You think he gives a f- about concrete?
No,
he's a billionaire. So no, don't follow your passions. That's what I would say. Because like your passion might be one of those passions that just keeps people broke. And I think kickboxing is a very important part of our foundational story and my foundational story, because it just, you know, made me realize that there are higher mountains to climb, because it sometimes takes money to make money. And with the millions of dollars that we had, we made some very smart investments and we started running other businesses.
Look, genetics, intellect, wit, and I mean, there are various things that we're all born with. And when you get to the age of 12, 13, you can see who's becoming a man with physicality, who's becoming a man who's smart. Yes, some people have further to go than other people. I know people who are genetically blessed, guys who never ever trained, and they've got iron six packs and big arms all the time. That guy obviously does not have to try as hard as the skinny little dork to be physically attractive to women. He has to try probably not very hard at all. Maybe he's 6'4", like me. But let me tell you something. Everybody can get there. If you're dumb, you can get smarter. If you are weak, you can get stronger. It's just some people are so far gone in terms of being a strong guy, they're 2 out of 10. Now, instead of realizing that they need to work in the gym 3 hours a day, every day for 5 years to be a physically imposing man, they think, oh, well, I haven't got the genetics, I give up. So yeah, you can actually turn a geek into a stud. Oh, how can I make money? Oh, how do I make a millionaire? What are the secrets to success? There is no secret to success. I have the secret to my success. And the secret to my success is different from the secret to everyone else's success.
What I would say is my financial advice that I give to everybody, including how I live today, is I did $10,000 in the club the other day. I spend half of my money like I'm going to live 50 more years and half of my money like I'm going to live 50 more days. Because you know what? I might only live 50 more days. You don't f***ing know. No one knows. And life is very, very short. So I think if you, you know, put all your money in the bank, saving for a rainy day, you might just die with millions of dollars in the bank. You know, never having been that guy who, you know, had a Ferrari or had a Lamborghini, even though you've had the money. And then no one's ever going to, you know, then you didn't squeeze all the juice out of the lemon of life. And, you know, a lot of people can do it. And, you know, some rappers, et cetera, talk about, oh, hit it and quit it. But they will never get the true enjoyment of male-female relationships. They'll never get it because they'll never have women who actually fall in love with them. If you want to go around treating people like shit, you're never going to have any friends. You're not going to have any girlfriends. Everyone's going to be out to use you. And what goes around comes around. So, yeah, be nice. I say it all the time. You know, the money to live this lifestyle is very, very important. I went through a phase when I was completely flat broke, but I was a kickboxer. I was working hard. I was staying focused in a very bad town where a lot of people were very bad people. And that was a different era. That era is over. That era is completely over. What's happened is where 15 years ago, 14 years ago, it was possible to meet a girlfriend, you know, date a girl who was pretty, and she didn't have access to all the millionaires in the world. If there was a pretty girl from Luton Town,
Instagram,
you know, exactly. Whereas nowadays, if you're a young man, you're 17, 18, 19, you got to get your money game right. And you have to have a lifestyle that is at least interesting to women. Because the same woman that you would have taken out 20 years ago that you would have had access to, maybe you go to university with her, maybe you just finish high school with her, she's now being hit up by people like me. And you know, and who she's going to choose. So yeah, making the money and getting your finances right is super, super important to living a life.
But I paint this picture on purpose because that way I find that when people judge you, just like they judge you or any of your friends or anyone you know, they're not really judging you. They're judging this character that you've created for the world to see. So they can take your opinion, their opinion, and you know, do whatever they want with it. But it doesn't resonate anymore. Human beings, we're social animals at the end of the day, you know. No one is truly happy we lock people in little rooms by themselves as punishment. And there's a reason that's a punishment and not a reward. We are social creatures. Yeah, it's very normal to feel like you need somebody around you. And it's very normal to feel that way when you're single.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.